The state of Arkansas is set to execute 7 death row inmates in the span of 11 days, beginning Monday. Convicted murderer Bruce Ward will be the state's first inmate put to death in more than a decade. Governor Asa Hutchinson said he has reviewed the cases and he's confident they should go forward. At a press conference last week, Hutchinson said he does not want to forget the victims.
These cases have all been through over 10 to 15 years of review in the courts. There's not really any question of guilt in these cases, and the significance and horrendous nature of the crimes are the reasons the jury gave that penalty.
However, across the country, critics are raising some concerns about the decision to rush the executions. Robert Dunham is executive director of the Death Penalty Information Center, a nonprofit policy group that studies capital punishment. Robert, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, give us your reaction to the fact that Arkansas has decided to go forward with this many executions in such a short period of time.
Well, what we're seeing is unprecedented, and it's unprecedented in a whole number of ways. No state has ever attempted to carry out so many executions in such a short period of time. And the reason that the executions are being carried out in this compressed time frame is completely artificial. The state has a supply of drugs that will expire at the end of April. And so rather than using a normal type of execution schedule, if you can use that phrase, the state has decided that they have this artificial kill-by date, and they're attempting to execute 7 people before their drugs expire.
So that drug, or one of the drugs specifically, is midazolam, right? The sedative used in lethal injection procedures. What other alternative would the state have if the drug is expiring at the end of this month?
Well, states have all sorts of alternatives. They don't necessarily have to use midazolam. They don't necessarily have to use 3 drugs. But there is a very serious problem that they face because the American pharmaceutical companies don't want their medicines to be associated with killing prisoners. As a result of that, it's become more difficult for the states to obtain the drugs. But there are a variety of different drugs that have been used. Texas and Georgia, for example, have used a single drug to execute prisoners, pentobarbital. The states that use multiple drugs used to use sodium thiopental, but its manufacturer took it off the market because it did not want its drugs associated with executions. So states looked for other drugs, and they came up with midazolam because it's used in some minor medical procedures. But as we've seen in a number of other cases, it's completely inappropriate to use when it comes to lethal injection.
Mm. Well, I want to get to that point in just a moment. But speaking of those pharmaceutical companies, I understand that Arkansas is actually facing several legal challenges from inmates and from 2 of the drug makers because they're claiming that the way the state acquired the drugs was improper and constitutes some kind of breach of contract.
Yeah, states have been arguing that they need to have secrecy in the way they carry out executions because they wanted to protect the drug manufacturers and their sources of drugs. It's turned out that actually is not true. They've had secrecy, but the primary reason for the secrecy appears to be to prevent the drug companies from learning how states are getting a hold of their drugs. Every major pharmaceutical company in the United States opposes the use of its medicines in executions, and they have adopted restrictions on the use of the drugs. They have told their distributors not to sell their drugs for use in executions by prisons. The states have been using the secrecy provisions to prevent the drug manufacturers from learning that their drugs are being used in executions. And there have been allegations in a number of instances that they've actually been obtaining the drugs under false pretenses, making misrepresentations about what they're going to be used for. And now the drug companies are essentially saying, we have contract rights, and you cannot intentionally violate our contract rights. So this is all part of, I think, the general decline of lethal injection in the United States. The drug companies say we don't want our drugs to be used. States look to Europe. Europe has adopted human rights regulations that says that you cannot sell medicines from Europe to be used in executions in other countries. And so that has created this atmosphere in which the states have been claiming that they need to have secrecy because they want to protect their sources of drugs. It turns out that they want to protect themselves from their sources of drugs, learning that the drugs have been obtained improperly.
Mm. Well, so to go back to this issue of botched executions, you are right. We have seen that in a couple of states in the recent past. But this week, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson said that he has spoken to the Arkansas Department of Correction and addressed the possibility or risks of a botched execution when there are so many that are being done in such a short period of time.
Well, I don't expect that to happen. I went there and I reviewed the protocols, the procedures, the training. I have a lot of confidence in the professional staff of the Department of Corrections. But obviously there's contingency plans. That's why we have communication directly from the chambers there to my office.
Robert Dunham, react to that. Do you think that they can stave off the possibility of a botched execution?
Well, that's hard to say. There hasn't been a single state so far that expected to botch an execution.
Right.
And all the governors in all of those states were confident that nothing was going to go wrong. What Governor Hutchinson has done is to adopt an unprecedented schedule that corrections experts themselves say magnifies the risk of error. No one has conducted two executions with midazolam in a single night ever in the United States. Oklahoma is the only state to have tried that. They were scheduling the executions for 2 hours apart when they were going to execute Clayton Lockett and Charles Warner. They botched the execution of Clayton Lockett and had to call off the Warner execution. The wardens, there have been more than 25 prison wardens who were involved in executions who have sent a letter to Governor Hutchinson and to the Department of Corrections saying that the artificially compressed schedule that the state has adopted magnifies the risk that something is going to go wrong. And even though Oklahoma botched the executions scheduled 2 hours apart, and their analysis afterwards, when they were investigating what went wrong, found that the rush that the corrections officials felt contributed to the botch, well, Arkansas has gone ahead and scheduled them an hour and a half apart. So it appears that they haven't learned from that.
Mm.
The difficulty here also is not just a botch. With midazolam, we're beyond the point where something going wrong can be considered to be unanticipated. Even if they follow their protocol, this is a very risky drug. And we have seen when states have carried it out properly, that is to say, they've inserted the IV lines appropriately, they've injected the drugs when they were supposed to inject them, where they're supposed to inject them, that it still has failed. And that's because midazolam is the wrong kind of drug to use. When the multiple drug executions work, they use an anesthetic that puts the prisoner to sleep. They follow that with a paralytic agent, and they follow that with the killing drug, potassium chloride. But with midazolam, it's not an anesthetic. It's a sedative. And so if someone is exposed to painful stimuli after the administration of the midazolam, they can be jolted back into consciousness. And we've seen in some of the states the prisoner's eyes have been have popped open after they had already been pronounced unconscious. There have been instances in which prisoners have gasped for air for as long as 2 hours it took for Joseph Wood to die. And then there have even been in states when it appeared that there was no outward sign that the midazolam had failed. There still was indications that the prisoner may have been conscious and exposed to searing pain. The potassium chloride has been described as akin to being chemically burned at the stake. So the governor may be confident that nothing is going to go wrong, but so was everybody else in all the other states where the botched executions occurred.
Robert Dunham, final question to you. You've used this phrase a couple of times in this conversation, that this is an artificially compressed schedule, that there's no actual reason why they have to do all of these executions before the end of the month. I mean, if that's the case, what do you think is really going on here?
What's going on is Arkansas has a choice. They have a choice of carrying out executions properly in a dignified way with enough time between executions so that prison personnel are not traumatized, or they have the opportunity to just carry out executions. They've chosen to just carry out executions. That's a political judgment. The state has not made preparations for alternatives. The state has decided that the expiration date for the drugs is what's driving whether they're going to carry out the executions or not. And they have had significantly less concern with handling this in an appropriate, humane way than they simply have a desire to carry out the executions.
Well, Robert Dunham is Executive Director of the Death Penalty Information Center. Thank you very much, Robert.
My pleasure.
Once again, those seven executions are set to start next week. On Monday, we'll take a closer look at those inmates in Arkansas and their cases. A new report claims that their criminal trials may have been riddled with problems.
Every one of these defendants, to a T, has had severe mental illness, extraordinary unspeakable trauma, abuse as a child. Some suffer from intellectual disability. And for those who we know less about, it's because they've had terrible, terrible lawyering throughout the process.